new film has opened up this Easter weekend, which brings with it a rather timely, significant message. While life has its challenges, faith in God's promise is always a foundation to stand on, and you can withstand anything with it. The film is the third in the successful God's Not Dead series. God's Not Dead, A Light in the Darkness, and with us now is one of the film's co-stars, veteran of films including Revenge of the Nerds, hit TV shows including Married with Children, Happy Days, and many more, Ted McGinley. How are you, sir?
Very well, Chris. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
And we'll give you the website. You can check out what God's Not Dead is all about, all three of the films so far, God's Not Dead. PureFlix.com. Yes, we have a link over to our site for that too, so you don't need to remember it, but I hope you go to it. So give us a rundown about, because the nice thing about this franchise, Ted, it's not a cookie cutter. God's Not Dead, the original, number two, and now A Light in the Darkness, they're not the similar storyline. They have the same story spirit to it, though.
Yeah, this particular movie, you don't have to know anything about one or two. You don't have to have seen them. You don't have to know anything about them to go and appreciate the movie, one. And two, you know, the first one was a huge success. And Shane Harper, the young kid in the film who played opposite Kevin Sorbo, comes back to reprise his role in this one. And he's great in the film. But it is a movie that is holding up a mirror to society today, where we have so many different groups arguing with each other, and everyone wants to get their point of view across so strongly that they stop listening to what the other side has to say, and that somehow everyone is threatened by just listening to somebody else's point of view. And something happens. I happen to play a pastor. I mean, I happen to play the chancellor of a university, and my good buddy is the pastor of this little church that's a part of the university. And it's been there forever. His dad was a pastor. This guy grew up in that church, and he's played by David A.R. White. And the church burns to the ground. Something occurs, and the church burns to the ground. The board and the head of the board, played by Tatum O'Neill, comes to me and says, look, this church has got to go. We are a public university. We cannot use public funds to take care of this teeny small group over here. We're going to use it. We're going to build something that everybody can use. And that's a valid argument. I mean, that's not a good guy, bad guy. That just is a valid argument. So my character has to go and tell the pastor, who's my good buddy. In fact, the reason that I have the job in the first place, that he's got to go. And he's got to take his church and his congregation, and they got to leave. And we're not giving you the money to rebuild your church. And for me, personally, that's a great sort of arc for a character. We go through quite an experience together. And, I mean, it even comes to blows at one point. And we were best friends when we started. So there's a lot going on in this film. But at the end, it's really about how do we listen to each other? And knowing that we all have to live together, how are we going to make a compromise? And how do we live with each other in grace? And the people who loved the first one will love this one.
And this is an issue that's really not just a film plot line. Here in New Jersey, for example, there's a state historic fund, a state historic restoration fund, and a church in northern New Jersey applied because their church was literally crumbling apart. They needed just for structural repairs, and a liberal group launched a lawsuit to prevent the state from giving funds because that's public funds to a church. So it's an argument that is part of real life, not just a film script.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. This movie, I guarantee you, the people go see this movie will see themselves in the movie. And they'll see their kids. This is a movie you can take teenagers to, and they will not be bored by the movie in the least. There's a lot of sort of social media interaction that's going on within the film. And it lives kind of the way kids live today. By the way, this movie isn't because perhaps you said liberal group. So, yeah, it's the same group here, but they're not bad guys. They just have a different point of view.
Yeah, that's all. I wasn't making that as a disparaging, but, you know, labels are what labels are.
Movie, that's, I'm glad you said it, because that's really, that's what I want to say, is that, you know, everybody has, we have these different viewpoints. And it's what makes the world go round. So how we make it work together? We all know we got to live together. We got to make this work, and this movie shows how we can do it.
We're with Ted McGinley, one of the co-stars of God's Not Dead, The Light and Darkness. It's opening up on Easter weekend, and certainly worthy of your attention. Godsnotdead.pureflix.com is a website and listening to Issues and Ideas. Hollywood's changed, hasn't it, Ted? Because there was a time if you'd be in a movie like this, it could be damaging to a career.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Right now, Dennis Quaid has a faith-based film that's doing very well. Greg Kinnear, a lot of people, what we've discovered, what Hollywood is discovering, is that there is a giant audience that is hungry for these kind of films, and that we can make them better, and the more people support them, the better they're going to be, the better the movies will be eventually, because they'll put more financial support into the film. And you're right. I mean, for a long time, these were, you know, this was something that, you know, it's like having a dirty mark on your record. And now I'm proud of it. I'm proud of these films.
It's like the old Cyndi Lauper song, Money Changes Everything, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's funny because Hollywood has discovered that, oh, my goodness, there's a huge audience that wants to make these movies. How do we get involved? How do we do it? And you get a company like PureFlix who's been making these. They've been making faith-based movies before they were making money, just because they thought it was the right thing to do, and it's what they wanted to do. And they tried to kind of break even. And now, with the success of God's Not Dead 1, they've been able to make a lot more movies and with greater production values, etc. But it's a blossoming group that's being represented, and they are hungry for a good product.
And the God's Not Dead franchise is the lead franchise. I know we have to wrap up here, but what was it like going with the screening with the vice president and the second lady?
It was pretty cool. I didn't know what to think. I didn't know what to say, we went in there and we all took pictures that, you know, you're going to get 3 seconds. You're in the 15th picture, the 13th, and the 14th. So you get in this place in line, and he's going to do 15 pictures. We'll take 8 minutes, and then we're going to go in and watch the theater and go watch the movie in the theater. And we walk in, and they're like, "Do you have a seat?" And I said, "I don't really know if I have a seat." And all of a sudden, somebody yells, "Mr. McGinley, Miss Rice, that's my wife, this way." And we go over and we sit down, and I'm sitting right next to him. And it's just my wife and I, the vice president and his wife, and David Ayer White next to his wife. And we have a whole row to ourselves so that they can get to us if they need to. And it was quite an experience. And he enjoyed the movie. It was kind of fun to – I was telling him – I sort of whispered to him certain facts about, we made the movie in Little Rock, Arkansas, and that was – that was a lot of fun, and there's one scene where he's running across the bridge, and the Clinton Library is actually, you can see the Clinton Library. You know, there's a lot of fun things to chat about during the film.
And the film is God's Not Dead, Light in Darkness. Make it a part of your weekend and make it a family experience, because not often you can say going to the movies is a safe and positive family experience. God's Not Dead. PureFlix.com. And we've been joined today by one of the co-stars of God's Not Dead, The Light and Darkness, Ted McGinley. Ted, congratulations on a great role, a great job, being part of a fantastic franchise and film. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much. I'm very proud of this film. Take your family. You will not regret it.